Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk. I'm your host, Connor Sutton, here on a Saturday morning from the KCNR studios here on Market Street in downtown Reading. What is it, June 2nd? June 2nd. Wow. That's wild. All right, I'm joined, as always, by the wonderful and fluffy Jared King, who I was thinking about it last night, Jared. I think you would make a good Santa Claus. Like, I just think you have the beard, you had the long hair, you cut the hair, but I think that if you... You know, get the wig and everything. I think you'd be a good Santa Claus.
I thought you were supposed to be, like, giving me compliments when you started, remember?
Yeah, that's Fluffy.
Fluffy. I don't know if you... Have you ever seen Gabriel Iglesias?
Yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah, he's funny. I didn't mean it like...
I don't know if you understand
meant,
what...
He, all right, you're right. Fluffy. I meant Fluffy personality. Let me correct that. Anyway, if... this winter, Jared, I'm telling you, I'll be your agent. Santa's have agents. I'm just letting you know. No? Okay. He's giving me a look like, nope, that's not going to happen. All right. I'm joined by co-host today, Dan Anderson, who is coming on today because he's been bugging me about getting on here for the World Cup. That's coming up in what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. The 14th, yep.
The 14th. So 2 weeks. So he's on today as well. Real quick, we're going to recap last night's Colt 45s game. If you missed it, Jared was here. I was at the game till, what, 10:45? So it was like a little over a 3.5-hour game. A lot of walks, a lot of hit by pitches. It just seemed that the Colt 45s weren't totally locked in last night mentally, and they lost to the Studs 8-2. A big five run inning in the fourth inning for the Studs that the Colt 45s just couldn't overcome. A couple key errors that cost them big time, but they'll be back at it tonight. 7:15 first pitch. That pregame show will start around 7:05. Bryce Ritchie, my pal, will be on the call for that one. And then tomorrow night, Sunday night, 6:15, first pitch, the finale of that three-game series against the Seattle Studs. So come on out to the game, or if you can't, listen online or listen here on KCNR 1460. All right, so let's get to the NBA Finals real quick. So if you didn't watch Game 1, which was Thursday night, it was a doozy. The Warriors and Cavs got to the finals, as I predicted last week. I think, Dan, because we did our NBA playoffs predictions, but I don't think you mentioned to me that I didn't say the Warriors are going to be in. I think I remember I said if the Warriors are healthy, I think they'll make it. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, there are serious questions about Steph Curry's injury at the time. But, yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Iguodala played in Game 7. And, obviously, Chris Paul getting hurt in Game 5 really hurt the Rockets. So, yeah. But I predicted the Cavs getting to the finals from the beginning, and also last week, even though they were down a little bit, it's hard to doubt LeBron in the Eastern Conference. But LeBron was unbelievable in Game 1. Obviously, they go to overtime, a huge discrepancy on the block charge call being changed, which I was not a fan of. To me, the only thing you should be able to change on a block charge call is if you're in the restricted area.
Right, and that's – well, the rule is they're able to look at it that what triggers the review is
right.
the restricted area.
Okay, so I'm saying if you can review it because of that, you shouldn't be able to change something else.
Right, and that's technically the way the rule's written, though, they have the ability to do that. If they're looking at the play already, they can branch out whether you like that or not. I don't know. What did you think of the call? Do you think it was a block or a charge?
I think it was really, really close, but I think... I thought it was a charge, but I might be biased because, you know, I want the Cavs to win.
Right.
And I just think that I think we both think probably the Warriors are going to win this series, not easily, but it's not going to be a series like we've seen between these two teams in the past.
I think the Cavs losing this game was huge. Really, yes, absolutely. Really hurt their chances.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wrote down here, Cavs missed their chance. But game ones typically aren't as important as we've seen them be in the past. But I think in this one, the Cavs really wanted to steal game one and get that first win under their belt and then make the Warriors, put the Warriors on the heels a little
bit. Right. And they had the chance.
They had multiple chances.
Right.
A missed free throw from George Hill, which was huge. That would have put them up one.
Which, by the way, if you told me as a Sacramento Kings fan that George Hill was going to have a chance to win game one of the NBA Finals
before the season when he was a King, I would have been losing my mind. And then I would realize, come back to reality.
Right.
Yeah. Also, a brutal play by J.R. Smith. And one thing I want to say about J.R. Smith, so he gets the offensive rebound on the missed free throw from George Hill, goes to the three-point line, and basically doesn't realize that the game is tied. He thought they had the lead. He was expecting to get fouled.
Well, he says he thought they were tied, but he's lying.
Yeah, there's no, he's definitely lying. He's trying to cover for himself. But here's the thing that I found interesting about this, is that it's a reminder to us that mental mistakes happen to everyone, even professionals in the biggest games of their lives, such as J.R. Smith, who's typically not known as the most intelligent basketball player.
Right. He's like one of those emotional plays just with a lot of heart. Yeah.
JaVale McGee's kind of one of those guys, too.
Right. Just... That missed dunk was pretty funny, too, by JaVale.
Good Lord. Yes, it was. But mental mistakes happen for all types of players, and that's the thing is J.R. Smith in that situation obviously wasn't paying attention. But also mental mistakes can be avoided by doing things like knowing how many outs there are in baseball or knowing how much time is left on the clock or knowing I don't know, probably the most important thing, the score.
Right. So do you think George Hill or whoever's out there should be communicating that, right?
Saying that the score's tied?
Yeah. I mean, there's a giant jumbotron with all that information on it. Like,
well, you're expecting the guy to make the free throw, first off.
That's actually what I think happened. He's... At the line, he goes, okay, we're down two. Hill's going to make both of these. So when the ball gets put back in play, we're going to be tied. And I think he's thinking, okay, we're going to be tied.
They think we're going to be up.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I think we're going to be up because they're down one.
Right.
He thinks Hill's going to hit both. All of a sudden, he has the ball in his hands. In his mind, he's still thinking, we're up one. So I'm going to run this out. So he thinks he's doing a great job until LeBron James is screaming at him.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I felt terrible for LeBron, and I mean, I love LeBron. I don't think you love him as much as I do. I just think I love his greatness, and I felt bad.
Great.
He did literally anything he could do to win game one. 51 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. I mean, just an unbelievable stat line, and you to still fall, however, on the road, but the spread of the game, and as you know, most people listening know, and you know, Dan, I love spreads. Vegas just fascinates me. I like to look it up and just figure it out. But I had a feeling the Cavs were going to shock everyone in game one, and obviously they did a little bit.
You told me that the day it happened, and you're like, I think the Cavs are going to win this game.
I didn't tweet it. I didn't have that much faith. But I did say
I heard it from you.
All right, so obviously Cavs losing game one is going to be brutal. I think the Warriors will probably clean up in game two here. In my opinion, LeBron's got to take game two off a little bit. You're probably not going to win game two.
Yeah,
the Warriors didn't play very well in game one. They didn't shoot very well. They didn't look good offensively. But honestly, coming in, if you told me before the season started the Cavs and the Warriors are going to play in the finals, I would have believed you. I would have said the Warriors are going to win pretty easily. But the Warriors aren't playing like the Warriors right now.
They're not. No.
They didn't play like it in Game 6. They didn't play like it in Game 7 against the Rockets. So we haven't seen this Warrior team playing up to the caliber that they can play in a little while. So my theory is now the Cavs aren't out of this series.
I agree. I think you're right. I think LeBron doesn't take the game off.
Right.
Literally, but
right.
He's not. They shouldn't play him 48 minutes again.
Yes,
they got to like get him ready to go game three because that's
the
they're
going to
put all their eggs in game three's basket.
Yep.
There, if they can't win that, then obviously they're done.
Also, I mean, I'm saying probably most sports talk hosts and radio hosts, and probably the Warriors are thinking, well, LeBron's going to mail it in game two. Maybe he comes out and shocks and tries to do the same thing.
That could be. Yeah.
So who knows? But LeBron James, probably the most incredible athlete I've ever seen in my lifetime. And continues to impress, however, unable to pick up the win in game one. But game two will be coming up, I think, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Yep. And it'll be still at Oracle Arena in Oakland. That game is on ABC. I'm not sure what time. I think 6:30 or something.
I think it's 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Did you see the introductions, by the way?
I watched them, yeah.
What did you think?
I thought the National Anthem was really good.
The National Anthem was really good. By the way, the National Anthem last night, the Colt 45s game, was unbelievable. It was a sophomore from Shasta High School. I don't know her name. But
really?
She was fantastic. Because you and I, we work in the entertainment business somewhat.
Right.
You're a public address announcer at Simpsons, so, and we try to do things introduction-wise to make Simpson look good. So when we see things from the Warriors and the Cavs perspective, we try and dig in and check it out. All right, so we'll come up, we'll talk about in the fourth segment what's going to happen in Game 2. But coming up next, we're going to talk about the World Cup, and I'm going to ask Dan why, as a United States soccer fan, why should I care about the World Cup? That's coming up next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I have a question for all of you who are concerned about the future of our country. Is it your desire that the youth of today be the future safeguard of our constitutional republic and our Christian heritage? Our youth and adults are being deceived into believing the big lie, and that is, there is no God nor life after death. No wonder they have lost all hope. Only in having a true relationship with Jesus Christ can you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment two here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on KCNR 1460, joined by our producer, Jared King, and my co-host today, Dan Anderson, a soccer fanatic. Every 4 years, the world gets together, and they celebrate a sport. It's not the Olympics, by the way, what I'm hinting at. It's the World Cup.
It's even bigger than the Olympics.
It's even bigger than the Olympics around the world, just not quite in America. But Dan Anderson's here to tell you why, as American soccer fans, or even not soccer fans, why you should tune into the World Cup. Real quick, I want to say the United States men's soccer team was eliminated, what, 3 months ago? It was longer than that.
Yeah, it was November.
That was a lot longer than that. Okay, so I was devastated. You were devastated. I was very excited about Christian Pulisic and the chances for the United States men's soccer team in the World Cup. However, they are out. But you're going to tell me why I should still pay attention, right?
Right. So first of all, as a U.S. soccer fan, I love to watch the team in this big stage, like the stage where everybody in the world watches.
Right.
So I've been seeing these commercials on Fox and Fox Sports 1 for the World Cup, and I've been just flooded with emotions of like a little bit of bitterness, but a little bit of excitement at the same time. And as the last week or so has come around, it still like stinks because usually you're looking at, okay, when's the USA going to play? But I'm full of excitement because this is the biggest stage in the world. The World Cup final in 2014 was watched by 3.2 billion people around the world, which is nothing else in the world gets that kind
of. The Super Bowl gets like 400 million.
Well, it gets about 100. I think 150 million viewers in the United States alone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
but around the world, maybe. So
I made that number off the top of my head. I have no idea.
So, but 3.2 billion people worldwide watch this. So this is something that every nation across the world, even if your team's not in it. So as a U.S. soccer fan, there's storylines to be following along. So I think today I'm going to help you pick a team.
Like, okay.
Here's why.
You're gonna help me pick a team today on air.
Let's figure it out. Okay. I think that there's good storylines to follow along. Most people out there, so if you're listening to this...
Wait, hang on real quick. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But unfortunately, some of the things that are going to come into place here is what kind of food the country has.
Okay, that's fair.
So that, if that's just letting you know. So like, Mexico's already at the top. I love Mexico.
That's part of it. Like, if you're a Real Madrid fan, you're going to root for Portugal because Cristiano Ronaldo. Or makes Barcelona, sense. You're going to... So maybe you have some ties. If you have no absolute ties... Maybe you have an uncle who's from, or like your family's from a certain part of the country or the world. Maybe you're going to root for Morocco, who has great food, by the way. I've been there one time. It was pretty good. Or you could just latch onto some food. So I'm going to help you pick a team. There's 32 nations that starts June 14th, 8 a.m. Russia versus Saudi Arabia is the first game on the 14th. So. The game times are a little bit rough for the United States.
Because it's Russia's hosting it, right?
Russia's hosting the World Cup this time. So 32 nations. Games will, generally speaking, be around 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m. So you can wake up, catch the next, if you don't want to watch the first game. And usually they'll have the best game of the day is going to be that 11 a.m. slot.
Sense. Prime time.
So I've broken this down, all 32 nations, into, let's see, 5 different categories.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have the favorites. We have the long shots. We have the if the stars align group. That means if everything goes right, they can find themselves in a position. We have the so you're telling me there's a chance group, which means about a million to one. There's just a tiny bit of chance. And then we have the absolutely no chance. So these are the ones I want you to eliminate out the gate because...
Absolutely no chances?
It's gonna...
Can I guess one of them?
Sure.
All right, so I'll guess two of them. So Russia and Saudi Arabia, I know they aren't any good.
Okay, I put Russia in the if the stars align category just because the host usually has some sort of boost based on playing in front of the home fans.
What's up with Russia getting the Olympics and the World Cup in like a span of 8 years? That's insane.
It is crazy, but it's happened to Brazil. The infrastructure sometimes helps out.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
All right,
let me get to the one. The other one is Iceland.
Iceland, I've put also in the. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Right? Okay.
So here's
Never
the
mind.
One.
All right, you go
absolutely
for it.
No chance. We got Japan, Costa Rica, Australia, Morocco, Iran, South Korea, Tunisia, Panama, Saudi Arabia. Absolutely no chance at all. I don't see anything happening. So you're telling me that there's a chance category. We have Denmark, Switzerland, Sweden, Serbia, Senegal, Egypt, Iceland, Peru, Nigeria. These are the teams that maybe, like, if some crazy fluke thing happens, they have one player that goes off of it. They all have some sort of talent, but usually they're based on just one guy, like Mohamed Salah of Egypt, maybe can carry them over. Here's where it gets a little interesting. We have the if the stars align, something great could happen if things go their way. We have Russia, the hosts. Croatia, who have a great midfield, Poland, who have great goal scoring, and Mexico. They just have a lot of experience. They have a pretty good, solid team, but nobody that really stands out. And then we have the long shots. See, there's teams that legitimately, like, if you told me they win, I'd be like, oh, okay, I could see that. I wouldn't have predicted it, but I could see it. We have England, Portugal, Uruguay, and Colombia. All pretty good teams, but then we have the six. These are... If I had to put money down, I think these are the only six that have a real legitimate shot. So we have Germany, they're the absolute favorites. Brazil, France, Spain, Argentina, Belgium are our favorites team. So any of those catch your ear there?
Did I hear Sweden in there? I didn't.
Yeah, Sweden, I put them in there. So you're telling me that there's a chance. Okay. So Sweden's issue is their most famous player is Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah.
He's not playing because he retired from international football. So there was some...
Well, he plays for LAFC now, yeah.
The Galaxy, actually.
Galaxy, excuse
me. So there was argument that he might come out of retirement. Then they announced he didn't. So it could benefit them because if he's there, they're over-reliant on just one player. But without him, they don't really have that goal scorer, that star power. But they could, like I said, they're in the – so you're telling me there's a chance category. I don't think they could, but
– So you said 32 teams.
32 teams, yeah.
So you have – kind of break it down how it works. So I know there's group play. So there's how many pools?
Four teams in a group, so eight groups of four.
Okay.
Everybody plays each other once. You get 3 points if you win, 1 point for a draw. Zero if you lose. The top two teams advance out of the group.
And then they have seeds based out of the that, or how?
Well,
they...
it's already predestined. So the winner the winner of Group A is going to play the runner up in Group B.
Makes sense. Okay.
And then vice versa. So then at that point, it goes down just to a bracket. So they advance into a bracket. So it's basically luck of the draw whether you get there. So like Mexico, they're going to be in six straight World Cups. They've been eliminated in the round of 16.
Oh wow.
And now everybody's thinking this is the time to get over the hump. I expect them to finish second in the group, which means they'll more likely than not play Brazil.
Oh.
So I think they're going to be seven in a row.
That's unfortunate.
So round of 16.
One thing that's kind of interesting about the World Cup is a lot of times if you watch English Premier League, you watch MLS, right, a lot of those games aren't really do or die, where not necessarily in group play is it do or die, but essentially it is. Because it's pretty intense. So these guys are going to be going hard for 90 minutes, and I would say the World Cup, as we mentioned, is the biggest stage in the world for any sports.
And a lot of these guys on some of these lesser-known teams, like Egypt's, the Irans of the world, this is their chance to get their name out there, scouts.
Yeah.
And there's usually one or two players that everybody goes, oh, that guy from Croatia was great, and then they make a big signing move, or like there's a great goalkeeper. I remember Keylor Navas in 2014 for Costa Rica, the goalkeeper, had a great tournament. Next thing you know, he's playing for Real Madrid, and he's changed his life forever. So, like, the players are going to go for it. It's going to be really exciting to watch no matter what the situation is. Like you said, they pretty much perfected it. The first game for everybody is a lot of pressure, because if you don't win that game, you're up against the wall. And
right.
What they've done is for the last game of the group, all the games – or I guess Group A, so all four teams play simultaneously. That way you don't know happened, so you can't be like, oh, they've already tied this game, so we don't have to do anything. You have to go for it. So they've perfected the
unless you have an app on the sideline.
And some teams, they'll win the first two games. They'll know they're through, so maybe they take it a little bit light, rest some players to get going for the next round. But for the most part, every single game has a lot of pressure, a lot on it, because if you do well at the World Cup, even if you don't win it, but for some of these teams, if they can get into the quarterfinal rounds, like when the U.S. did in 2004, totally unexpected. We beat Portugal, who were one of the favorites in the group.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting out, and we played Mexico, which was awesome to play Mexico at that stage of the World Cup.
We played Portugal in our group last World Cup, did we not?
We played Portugal last time.
We tied them up, 2-1 or something, and Cristiano Ronaldo had an unbelievable cross, I believe, for the tie of the game. And Chris Wondolowski, who plays for the San Jose Earthquakes, had a bad miss.
That was against Belgium, but yeah.
That was.
So basically, we started the World Cup against Ghana.
We won.
Beat them, tied to Portugal, ended up losing to Germany, but we were able to get out because Portugal, Germany... the United States. So for us, that was huge.
We played well against Germany.
We did play really well, but they're just...
Germany.
They're really good. And then we played Belgium.
Thomas Mueller and Iron Robin.
He's Netherlands, but...
Oh! He plays for Bayern Munich.
He does. Yeah.
Bummer.
You're right. So basically, we went out, played Belgium. We were 0-0 went to extra time, went down 2-0, subbed in Julian Green. But the Wondolowski miss came right at the end of regular time. So if he would have scored that, we could have been through. I have a little bit more sympathy for Chris Wondolowski than a lot of U.S. fans. They've turned on him immediately. That was a hard situation to be in. Thibaut Courtois, the goalkeeper for Belgium, he's really good. He's thrown himself. It was a lot smaller of a window than I think people realize. And if you were going to pick one player on the team to be in that position, maybe Clint Dempsey would be the only one you'd put ahead of Wondolowski, because Wondolowski is just an out-and-out goal scorer. So that was a little disappointment. But for the U.S. coming up in 2022, that's the team. It's going to be totally different. They've totally gone young, and I'm excited because they played a game against, who was it this week? Bolivia, who are a decent team. They didn't qualify, but in South America, they're a pretty decent team, and we beat them 3-0 with these young guys. Like, our average team age was 22 and a half years old. Oh. So I'm excited for what the future has to come for the United States. But right now, there's so many storylines around this World Cup that there's, as you, even as a U.S. fan, you can get excited about this.
All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back. More World Cup talk with Dan Anderson on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment three here this morning on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, a little past 8:30 here on a Saturday morning from the studios here in Redding, California, in downtown Redding, California. Dan Anderson, my co-host, is joining me today. We're talking a little bit about the World Cup. You had a bunch of good categories for the team's last segment. What else you got for me today?
All right, so I'm going to run through the groups here to give you a little taste of
I'm going to pick a team on air. I'm going to pick a team. I'm going to pick two teams. I'm going to pick one that's a long shot or one of the different categories we don't think is going to win. And then I'll pick a favorite so in case they go far, I can still watch.
All right, so we have Group A, consists of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay. Easily Uruguay, the best team in this group. This is actually
that's the worst group in this
series,
right?
Statistically, the easiest group in World Cup history. Not just this group.
So how do they pick the groups?
So it's all weighted. So the top eight teams are weighted and basically get a group.
Okay.
Russia gets to be in Group A because they host the first game. So basically, and then there's a couple other teams. So there's like usually one group of death. And there's not really that one group. They've kind of easily spread out. So it's all basically ping-pong
balls. Well, we talked about it last World Cup. The United States were in a tough group with Portugal, right, who's good. Germany's good. United States, who's, I mean, I'll say we're all right.
We're ranked 24th in the world right now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So Russia, they're the host. They should have a competitive chance. I think Egypt, especially Mohamed Salah of Liverpool, he hurt his shoulder in the Champions League final, which that could be an interesting storyline because I still expect them. He should be back. He might miss the first game, they're saying, but he should be ready to go. If they finish second in the group like I expect them to, their first game will probably maybe be against Spain, who's in Group B, and Spanish player is the one that hurt his shoulder. So there's that dynamic there. So I expect Uruguay to get out of here. They have Luis Suarez from Barcelona on the team.
The biter,
yes. And Egypt, I expect to get out of Group A. Group B, we have Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Iran. The Portugal, Spain, Morocco, they're all neighbors in that region of the world, so that could be an interesting dynamic. Portugal, obviously, they have Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best in the world. He can take this. They're a pretty talented team. They just won the European Championships 2 years ago. So, and basically without him because he got hurt in the final. So he has the ability to drag this team pretty deep in the tournament. Spain, world powerhouse, back on track. They had a disappointing run last time. They have the best keeper in the world, which could be huge for them. David De Gea of Manchester United is the best player or best goalkeeper in the world right now. And then Andres Iniesta of Barcelona, he's playing his last World Cup, so I think he wants to go out with a bang here. So they're the team to watch out. Morocco, I don't think so. Iran, I think they're zero chance. They have a head coach, though, that could give them experience, but I don't think they have the players to do it. Group C, we have France, Australia, Peru, Denmark. France is one of the favorites. They have so much talent out there. Great goalkeeping, great midfield. They have Pogba, Griezmann, Mbappe of PSG. If they can put it together, this could be one of these teams that could come out and really do well. Antoine Griezmann is a great goal scorer from Atletico Madrid. Team to watch out for sure. Australia, they usually show up to these tournaments and then do nothing. So if they can get over that hump, maybe. But I think Denmark is the team to look out for to come in second in this group. Although Peru is an interesting group because we were talking about this the other day. Their best player, Paulo Guerrero, who was suspended. And
Oh, yeah.
He just had a suspension overruled. So I thought
he was going to be suspended for the World Cup, and
exactly,
then they pushed it back so he could play.
So
yeah,
they have some second life here, although I still don't think it's enough. I think Denmark, they're a well-disciplined team. They're going to be hard to break down, and they have Christian Eriksen of Tottenham, who's a really good player. I think I like France, Denmark to get out of this group. Group D, Argentina. Argentina is a really, really interesting one to me because they are so loaded talent-wise. And they have been for years, and just with this core of players, they've been pretty disappointing, I would say. The nation would expect more. They have the best player in the world, or arguably the best player in the world, Messi. This is his chance to cement his legacy as not just one of the best in the world now, but of all time. Well, if he can take this team and win a World Cup, it'll put him in this echelon that not many players. He's done all except for on the international level, and if he's able to win a World Cup and help his team, I mean, they have Sergio Aguero, Man City, Angel Di Maria, Gonzalo Eagle, they have a lot of talent. But Messi, if they'll go as Messi goes. If he plays well, which he usually does, they'll have a chance for sure. And that to me is an interesting storyline if Messi can put himself in that upper echelon of greats of all time. Which he's already there, but a World Cup is the one gaping hole on his resume. Iceland, they were the darlings of the European Championships last time. I think this stage is going to be a little bit too much for him.
That's going to be my team. That's going to be my sleeper team.
And they have one player, Sigurdsson, who got transferred to Everton this year. Really disappointing, but performance to Everton. But he does have the ability to come score great goals. They're a really tight-knit group, and they're hard to tell because a lot of them play in the Icelandic League together.
Oh.
So they're really tight-knit. A lot of people don't know a lot about them because of that. So they could, but I just don't think, because Croatia is basically the same team, really well disciplined, all tight knit group, but they're just more talented. They have one of the best midfielders in the world.
The Icelandic play by play announcer is fantastic, by the way. When they won the World Cup, it was unbelievable. So that's that'll be my sleeper team.
So Group D, I like Argentina, I like Croatia to get out of the group, but Iceland, I wouldn't be surprised. Nigeria is also in the group. They have serious goalkeeping issues. They're starting a 19-year-old in goal because they had an illness of their starting goalkeeper. I don't think they're ready for the spotlight. Group E, we have Costa Rica, Brazil, Serbia, Switzerland. Costa Rica, I don't think. They have great goalkeeping, not much else. U.S. fans might be familiar with them. We qualified at the same region as Costa Rica, but I don't think they're ready, especially Brazil. They're one of they're the second favorites right now in the whole team, or the whole group. I like their chances a lot with Neymar. Last time we saw them, though, they lost 7-1 in the semifinals. So, it was like a tragedy in Brazil. So I expect them to want to shake that off and get ready to prove to the world that they're still the world. They're the only team to be in every single World Cup. This is the 21st edition of the World Cup. They're the only one to make it to every single one. They're going to have a really strong chance. Serbia, they look strong. And this actually is an interesting group here because I think Serbia and Switzerland are pretty even. Brazil, for sure, is the favorite. The runner-up could come between the Serbia-Switzerland match, whoever wins that game. So that game will be interesting to watch. Group F, we have Germany, Mexico, Sweden, South Korea. This one maybe is the group of death because
I was just going to say, it seems pretty loaded.
Germany, hands down, the favorite. They're so talented that there's players that they're not even taking. You're allowed to bring 23 players on your roster. There's players that are leaving home that would start for other countries here. So they're so loaded. They sent their quote-unquote B squad to the Confederations Cup last year and won the whole thing anyway. Their only issue is goalkeeping, and it's not really that big of an issue because they have one of the best goalkeepers in the world, Manuel Neuer, who's coming off an injury. And their other one is Ter Stegen, who plays for Barcelona, who's a great goalkeeper. So basically they're deciding whether they should start a great goalkeeper or an even better one who's been hurt. So they're super strong. I like their chances. Player to watch out for. I've tried to pick one out of this team because there's so many of them. But Sami Khedira, he plays for Juventus. He's going to be like this unsung hero. He's like the oil that keeps this engine running. He does a lot of the dirty work in the midfield, but they're going to be great. Mexico, also interesting team. Like I mentioned, they usually do pretty well, but they get bumped in this next round, and I expect them, unfortunately, to get bumped again. Sweden, we talked about a little bit. South Korea, I like Mexico and Germany to get out of this group. Group G, we have Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, England. I think this is easy for Belgium and England to get out of here. Panama, never been in a World Cup before. This is their first time. I don't think they have a chance. Tunisia, they're a team that, again, not many people know about. Maybe a bit above average midfield, but they have a lot of injury concerns, no depth. They're going to struggle here. And then final group, we have Group H. We have Poland, Senegal, Colombia, Japan. Poland, I think, easy to get out of this group. Colombia, the next favorite. Senegal, they have maybe a chance that they're a strong team. They have strong midfield. Interesting qualifying situation because they were actually eliminated at one point. Then the African Soccer Federation said, okay, there's something fishy going on with these refs. They had to replay two games. They got back in. So they have they're playing with house money here. But Poland, strong offense, strong defense. Their midfield may be a little bit suspect. And then we have Japan, who basically this is the worst team they've sent to the World Cup in years.
Yeah.
So I think we have Poland and Colombia coming out of this group.
All right. So one thing I'm learning from you saying all these things, I need to go look at a map and work on my geography because I have not even heard a couple of these countries. I mean, I've heard of Senegal. I kind of thought it was like a made-up place.
It is real.
It is real.
I have a friend who lives there, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how it was pronounced. Tunisia, no idea where that's at.
They're African as well.
All right. Well, Jared's looking at me like I'm geographically challenged. It's not one of my strong suits. So now I got to pick a team, right? So
Iceland, you think you like?
Iceland is my sleeper team.
They're in my. So you're saying there's a chance category that means million perfect. To one. So now you want one of the.
That's so great.
You want a favorite or a long shot here?
Nah. I kind of want to go Sweden. My great grandmother's from Sweden.
They're also a match, so you're saying there's a chance category. So I think if you pick these two teams, you might have a fun first couple weeks when the group stage is still around, but maybe not so much once.
All right. I have a German background, but I don't want to root for Germany. That's just too easy.
Right. I think for you, maybe Belgium's the team to jump on here. Because
I like waffles.
They have a lot of talent. They should be a little bit better than maybe their performances have been. Last time around, they were the team that everybody thought, okay, this is the team that could jump and surprise some teams. They have a lot of talent. Like I said, Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City is going to be pulling the strings. They're strong defensively, great goalkeeping. I think they could be not quite a dark horse, but they're just a lot. They're the sixth of the six that I think can win. They're the number six. Gotcha. So maybe, or the long shots, we have England, Portugal with Cristiano Ronaldo, Uruguay, Colombia. They all have star power, but not necessarily.
The Beth's a great team. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't correct me on the Belgian waffle thing. I was expecting that to come right off the shoot.
I love Belgian waffles too, though. So.
All right. Coming up next, I'll actually be able to talk about something that I know. It'll be game two predictions of the NBA Finals. Go ahead, Dan.
So are you picking Belgium then?
I'm sorry. Okay. That's a good point. Yeah, so Belgium and Iceland are my two teams in the World Cup. So that starts June 14th on Fox Sports 1, I believe, and Fox Sports 2.
That one's on Fox, but all the games will be on Fox, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2.
Awesome. So that starts June 14th. I'm telling you, you're going to want to check it out. I don't know much about soccer, but I do know that the World Cup's the biggest stage, and there's going to be a lot of people watching. It's going to be intense, and it's going to be a lot of high-powered athletes kicking the soccer ball around, trying to win a World Cup. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the NBA Finals here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff here. My opponent has claimed hundreds of personal endorsements from various people who didn't get in this community. I, however, have been endorsed by the men and women of the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association. I've also been endorsed by the Peace Officers Research Association of California. These are powerful endorsements for new leadership. I am that new leader.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff, pro-Second Amendment and pro-CCW.
Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it,
home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Final segment, Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, joined by our producer Jared King and Dan Anderson. All right, NBA Finals, Game 2 predictions. Let's talk about it a little bit. Obviously, a kind of a wild Game 1. J.R. Smith making that big air down the stretch. And as you mentioned, I think it's Stephen A. Smith who said it was the worst.
The dumbest play in the history of basketball, I think, is what he said.
Wow. I was kind of defending him because I just felt bad. I know he's been getting destroyed. But it was just incredibly
dumb. In that situation,
incredibly dumb.
In the way they have to win that game, like
right.
we talked about, you have to know what's going on.
Yep.
And he had LeBron James wide open. I don't know. He just, you have to know better at that point.
All right, in game two, I think I had, maybe not. I thought I had three keys to the, oh, yeah, I do have it. All right. I think the Warriors are going to win in six, but my keys for Cavs to win the series, because I want the Cavs to win. You and I are both Kings fans, which means since the Warriors are in-division rivals, we don't want them to win, correct?
Correct.
Usually that's how it works in sports, although a lot of fans decide that that's not the case anymore, which upsets me. All right. My three keys that I forgot to mention in the first segment, avoid the third quarter run by Golden State. We know how good of a team they are in the third quarter. They did it against the Rockets in Game 6 and Game 7 where they just dominated in the third quarter. So somehow they got to figure out a way to make sure that that third quarter run doesn't happen or it's small enough and you can counter quickly. So basically in my head, if you're Ty Lue, the head coach of the Cavs, save up all your timeouts. Don't use timeouts in the first half. Have them ready to go in the third quarter so you can break up that run as much as you can. That's, in my opinion, what you got to do as a head coach. Because you know it's going to come. You got to be able to cut it down, nip it in the bud when you can.
I agree. I think also what they did really great in the first half of that game was they made the Warriors play like one-on-one, isolate a lot of the
guys.
So they need to keep that up because
it's my next one,
slows them down.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
All right. That's impressive. Wow. That's really good. I said, let Clay and Draymond beat you. So essentially, that's not exactly what that means. But I'm okay with Kevin Durant going one-on-one and Steph Curry going one-on-one.
Right.
But I'm saying if once they start to dominate, it's time to start letting these other guys beat you. And I'm okay if it's Klay Thompson because I think Klay's a guy who, when he gets hot, he's unbelievable. But if he's inconsistent.
That's your chance, yeah.
That's your opportunity.
So Draymond, too, when he started hitting those threes in overtime in game one, it was like, okay, you can't win this. But
right.
His jump shot is so inconsistent that if you kind of let
him shoot. He shot 30% from three this year.
You kind of let him shoot those. And take your chance because you don't want Curry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd rather have Draymond and Clay shooting, in my opinion, than Durant and Curry.
Right, I agree.
And also, the ball in Kevin Durant's hands is always scary no matter what. And my other key is, this is more offensively for the Cavs, LeBron will shoot the three well. And here's why I say this. LeBron works so hard to get to the rim, and it takes a lot out of him. But when he hits a jumper from downtown, and he's been shooting it relatively well,
right.
It allows him to save that energy.
Saves energy, exactly, yep.
So if he can shoot it well from downtown, shoot it well from beyond the arc, I think the Cavs will be okay. I think they're favored by 12.5 points, still a lot more than I thought they are. The Warriors are in game two. But, again, I think the Cavs might have what it takes just because the Warriors aren't playing very well. They haven't been playing fluid offense. They haven't been shooting all that well. I really don't know why. I can't put my finger on what's been going on with the Warriors, but they haven't played a full 48 minutes in what seems like this entire playoffs.
I think it's just hard. I think Steve Kerr touched on this. I've heard him talk about it's just hard to keep these guys motivated. Like there's
that
one game
yeah.
where they had – he basically left the huddle and had the team coach himself earlier in the season. I think he's trying everything he can to keep them interested here because it's hard to keep your motivation up. They're 40 straight years into the finals.
Right.
They basically know they're better than everybody else, so it's hard to keep that motivation up. Like we got to try hard here. Obviously, LeBron is a good motivator on the other side because he can single-handedly drag this team. This team right now that he has in the finals is
insane,
unbelievable. Kevin Love's a good player, but he hasn't been playing great.
No.
It's basically him versus the world here.
Yeah.
So I think the Warriors maybe – because they have – every now and then they'll step up and play a really great game, and then it's kind of like they take their foot off the pedal because they're like, okay, now we've shown the world we're still great. And then the next game they turn up – as a flop. So I think it's just motivation, just keeping people interested, actually, at this point.
And one of the things, I didn't write this down, but one of the things the Cavs need to do is, this is the fourth time these teams have faced in the finals. This is what they've done, is they got to continue to be really physical with the Warriors. Steph Curry does not like physicality.
No.
Klay Thompson, not a physical guy. Draymond Green can handle it. Kevin Durant is pretty skinny as well.
Right. Draymond's the one guy that will thrive off of, but if you do it, that's when you get technicals. They almost got him ejected last game that quote-unquote elbow. I still don't know if that was ejection-worthy, but it got Draymond into it. So if you can get him physical, he gets off his game and is more worried about talking and throwing elbows and all that stuff.
But he did it in game one against the Rockets, just an not needed
right,
jab
exactly.
that he got a technical for. And I really believe that Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, they're going to have a bad technical or a bad flagrant two that's going to cost, and they're going to get ejected, and it's going to cost them a game in this finals. I really believe that. And that's what happened when the Cavs won back in 2015.
Right, they got it.
Draymond was out
suspended,
for
yep.
kicking, I don't know who it was in the groin, but somebody in the groin.
That was, I can't remember who that was either.
Well, it ended his career, evidently, because we don't know who
right.
it is. So, yeah, all right, so NBA Finals, we'll talk a little bit more about how the Warriors can guard LeBron and try and stop LeBron, because as of right now, it's been difficult.
It's basically been Durant trying to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's one of the top three guys who him and Kawhi Leonard are probably the top two guys I would have guarding LeBron in the
right.
league. But why not just double him? Wouldn't you rather have Kyle Korver or whoever else hit a three than have LeBron score 51? That's my opinion, at least.
At this point, probably. I mean, because nobody else has stepped up.
Yeah.
Like, Korver scares me a little bit because if you leave him open, he can't
right,
hit those
okay.
shots.
Somebody
but,
else. Yeah.
But he hasn't been doing it. So at this point, maybe why not try it for a game? If he beats you one game, then you go back to it. But at this point, he hasn't been proving that he can step up in the situation.
Yeah.
He's made some. I mean, they've been guarding him pretty tightly, but still, let him shoot. Because at this point, LeBron, you can't stop him. Like, Durant, he's so long, he's hard to get around, but sometimes LeBron just goes right by him, and he's going uncontested to the hoop. You're either fouling him or letting him score because he's just so big. I don't think there's a way to really stop him, but you can contain him a little bit. Maybe
yeah.
maybe a double will help. I just don't know. It's a hard
right.
question. Like, how do you guard the best player in the NBA?
You can't. That's what I tell everybody when I go to the Y.
You tell them about yourself or about
LeBron?
No, LeBron.
No, not me. Not me. All right. NBA Finals Game 2 is tomorrow night on ABC. Also tonight, Colt 45s are going to be playing in Game 2 against the Seattle Studs. That'll be at 7:15. Pregame will start at 7:05. Tomorrow, they'll be in the finale. That'll be at 6:15. 6:05 is the time for the pregame. I think my thanks to Dan Anderson and the producer, Jared King, who wasn't too happy with my Santa Claus reference. I really do think you'd be a good Santa Claus, Jared. I'm not. I am 100% serious. I laughed when I wrote that down because I thought it was so accurate.
I'm not that fat.
No. I was going to say that.
Oh,
that,
were you?
That was what you have to. If you want to be a good Santa Claus, you'd have to put on some pounds or a fat suit. One of those two.
You can stuff. Yeah, stuff.
You
it
can
in
stuff
there,
it. Yeah, you'd be all right. But you're like jolly like a Santa Claus, you know?
Yeah, I don't like kids.
Oh.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I'm just not good with kids.
I mean, you're Santa Claus. You literally, all you have to do is ask them what they want for Christmas, and then you say, basically, well, your parents can't afford that, so sorry.
Santa's elves can't afford to make that
yeah,
for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Oh, you want a car? Mm, that's
maybe
not going to happen.
Next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just be more realistic, kid. Come on. Yeah, it's been fun today, guys.
I'm excited about the World Cup.
Yeah, oh, thanks for Dan for coming on the World Cup. So my teams are who again?
You
I got to write these
you
down.
Belgium and Iceland are the teams that you're going to back here.
Belgium and Iceland. Yeah,
I'm going with Spain. That's the team
if you,
I'm kind of
if you
my way
showed
behind.
Me a map right now, I couldn't tell you where Belgium and Iceland were right now. And that's sad.
Well,
I know that's sad. That's on me, and I'm saying that's. I'll take one.
We'll work on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks. My thanks to Dan Anderson and Jared King for throughout this one. And now, my favorite way to end the show with a good song. Happy Ray One, everyone.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.